News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 7:49 now on News Talk Breakfast. Our inheritance tax system is state-approved grave robbery, according to our next guest, Alan Shatter, former Minister for Justice, Equality and Defence, chairperson of the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign. Good morning to Alan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Some might argue it's already quite generous. I mean, you don't pay any tax below the threshold, which is 335 grand if you're lucky enough to inherit that amount. So where's the injustice?
Well, let's start off with what inheritance tax is about. We sometimes forget that inheritance tax is basically a death tax levied on savings and assets properly and lawfully acquired by a deceased person. And effectively what the state is doing is saying, we're going to come in and we have an entitlement to steal some of the money of that deceased person. And I take the view, and the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign takes the view, that our inheritance tax laws, they're arbitrary, they're out of date, they unfairly impact on families right across the country, and there's a need for them to be fundamentally revisited and reformed. And what's interesting about them is they're far more oppressive today than they would have been back in 2006, 7, 2008. You mentioned the thresholds. Under inheritance tax at the moment, whereas if a husband or wife dies, their spouse doesn't pay inheritance tax. Correct. The main people targeted are children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces. So back in 2006, 7, 8, a child could inherit property from a parent to the value of up to 542,000 before being hit by 20% inheritance tax. Today, the threshold is
300, and it's 33%. But the point that people will make is that we have a progressive taxation system, and if you earn money, no matter how you earn it, you pay tax on it. So therefore, I'm delighted that your parents did well, but you have to pay tax because that's a form of income for you.
No, but this isn't progressive. This is regressive. You have to remember that the monies or property, whatever it is, coming from the parents. The parents have worked, they've paid their tax on it, they've met their financial obligations.
The child hasn't earned that, so why should they inherit it without having to pay tax?
Well, if you have an adult child living in rented accommodation, unable to purchase a home, why shouldn't you as a parent be entitled if you're financially able to do so? And there are tens and tens of thousands of parents across the country who can do so. Why shouldn't you be able in your will to leave adequate funding to your surviving son or daughter, or to your grandson or granddaughter, without the to acquire a home, without the state saying, okay, we're going to come in and steal some of that money? Inheritance tax, by the way, is a throwback.
They're not stealing it. It's a legitimate form of taxation. That's not stealing.
No, I'm questioning that. I'm saying it is not a legitimate form of taxation. If you look at countries like Australia and New Zealand and the United States, this is not an issue in many countries now, because it's regarded as an unfair form of tax which invades people's family rights, invades their privacy. Under the Constitution, you've a right
to
property.
That money is used to fund hospitals, it's to fund roads, to fund our education system. Again, I'm going back to the idea of progressive taxation here. Alan, if I ever found myself in that situation, which I doubt I ever will, but if I ever found myself in that situation, I'd probably be the first saying, oh, yeah, absolutely, inheritance tax is terrible. But from a societal point of view, it's a good thing. The more tax into the system means the better the public services we have.
No, from a societal point of view, there's no social policy anymore attached to this, other than the state randomly stealing money from families, from bereaved families. Now, I'll explain why that is. There's been so much fragmentation and variation created in this inheritance tax legislation. We have the agricultural relief, the business tax relief, the surviving spouse relief, the charities relief. Charities relief is interesting. If I tomorrow morning drop dead, and if I leave, say, 200,000 to a housing charity, the charity gets it tax-free. You and I would say, right, Yes, they should. They shouldn't have to pay tax on it. But if you or I drop dead tomorrow morning and leave 200,000 to a grandson or a granddaughter to facilitate them in a very, very difficult, expensive housing market, at least have some funding to obtain a home without being weighed down by debt, well, the state will come along and steal almost one third of that money. So there's no coherent thinking. There's no coherent thinking at all behind this. What we're saying is there's a need to conduct an overall revision and change, and a very serious
broaden it out then. I mean, that's fair enough. Broaden out the criteria, because at the moment, as I said, if you're a child, you benefit to a certain degree. But if you're a grandchild, a niece or nephew, you don't. But the general point has to stand. I mean, the only other way that you can get 330 grand tax-free is by winning the lotto. And very few people do that. So, it's an election pledge for farmers and the middle class. Is that what this is?
No, but well, I'm not a member of any party or engaged with any party in the context of elections. Look, the reality is when something's been in place for many years, people tend to think this is a good thing. There are serious questions around this. The real question is, why is inheritance tax more oppressive in 2023, 2024 than it is or was in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008?
There's a big economic crash, and they reset everything. That's the problem.
Absolutely, and we've now moved on.
And now it's time to revisit. Revisit it. Your point, Alexander.
We've now moved on from the economic crash. We've revisited a broad range of issues and areas where there were cutbacks because of that crash, and the one area that's stuck in a early 21st century time warp, oppressively impacting on the freedom of families to provide financial security for family members, is inheritance tax. And it's being ignored entirely by the political establishment.
We'll ask our listeners what they think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps. Alan Shatter, the chairperson of the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign. Thank you for joining us on
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Talk Breakfast.